Hello.
Hi, my name is Satarian. I'm calling back from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line to finish your claim. May I speak
Yes.
to Caitlin Dooley?
This is she.
Hi there. I'm going to go ahead and work on that now. Can you provide me with your social security number?
Yes, I'm laughing too. I was telling my husband that you were going to call me back, and he said, he's probably going to call you at 6 in the morning. I said, why would he call me at 6 in the morning? And she said, well, why would he call you at 6 in the afternoon? I said, I don't know, but we're about to find out which one. I said, either way, I'm answering both of them.
I hope you had a really good bet on it.
I did. I was like, I mean, I guess he's going to call me at 6 a.m. I said, well, I'm going to answer if he does. He goes, yeah, I think that's when he's calling you. I'm like, okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm glad it's now and not at 6 a.m. I was like, who goes to work at 6 a.m.? He goes, lots of people do, Caitlin. I'm like, you're not wrong.
He's not wrong, but he's not right about this one.
I know, I'm so glad. But my social is 41739-4365.
All right. Can you provide me with your date of birth?
12/26/91.
And your mother's maiden name?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
All right. Thank you for that information. Bear me one moment. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
No.
Have you ever worked under a different social security number?
No.
Verify your gender?
Female.
Do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
In college?
I went to college too, yes.
How many years?
Associate, so 2 years.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
All right. Can you provide me with the state and number?
It is Alabama. And let me pull it up real quick. It is 7965685.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. What's the name of the bank you're using?
Regions.
All right. Is it a checking account?
Yes.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go with your routing and account number.
Say that one more time.
Whenever you're ready, you can provide me your account and routing number.
Okay. The account name is Caitlin C. Dooley and Jacob T. Dooley. And then is the routing number the first long one or the second long number at the bottom?
I know the routing number is always going to be a 9-digit number.
Okay. 0620000019.
All right. And a bank account number?
Where would I find that?
Are you looking at a check?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not completely certain. I know it's typically opposite the routing number. But the size of the number for the check account number can vary bank to bank, so I wouldn't be able to say for sure exactly how many numbers it is there.
Hold on 1 second, and I can pull it up on my and tell you what the number is. Okay. 0219804431.
All right. I'm going to repeat both numbers back to you just to make sure I do have them absolutely correct.
Okay.
All right. For the rider number, I have 062-000-019.
You have 4 zeros?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, 5 total, but 4 in the middle.
Right, yeah.
All right. And for the bank account number, I have 02198044431.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Verify your mailing address.
623 Alabama Avenue. Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
All right. Is your residential address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. Let's see. Thank you.